What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap God. I am back with another little podcast episode, man. We made it, guys. We're in 2021, man. I know a lot of us didn't think we were going to make it. I know a lot of people were stressing about 2020, but we finally made it into the new year, everybody. We here. I mean, if we could all just take a moment and just pat ourselves on the back that we made it. We lost so many people, so many souls in the last year to everything from sickness to just infighting to just beefing with other people to just everything in between, man. From external to internal, like, we lost a lot of people last year. So just thank whoever you pray to, whatever beliefs you had, that we made it, man. We're going to be okay, y'all. We in 2020. So today I have a little quote by Quick D. Lansborough, just about the new year, about bringing it in right. Today, we really don't have a theme except for leaving the past in the past and moving forward, man. This episode is all going to be about moving forward, about positivity, about energy, and just bringing that into 2021, man. So I hope you guys are having a good start to your year so far. I hope you guys got the New Year's resolutions. Hopefully, maybe it's losing weight. Maybe it's talking to somebody you haven't talked to. But hey, we're going to bring this one in right. We're going to bring this one in positive. And yeah, let's get it started. Packaged inside of every mistake, there lays a great lesson. And while I don't want to take the mistake into the new year, I most certainly want to take the lesson that's packaged inside. That's Craig D. Lansborough. And I agree. I totally agree. And this just isn't for the new year, man. This is just for everything. Don't make a mistake and not learn from it. Don't have a slip up or a mess up and think that you can't come back from that, that you can't correct the mistake, that you can't survive and prosper, man, because it's definitely there. It's definitely the ability and the possibilities are always there as long as you learn it from your mistakes. I mean, another quote is, don't live the same year 75 times and call it a life. Like, you've gotta learn, you've gotta move forward, you've gotta improve on yourself every day and every moment and every hour. And that's definitely what I'm bringing into 2020, man. I mean, 2021, I'm still stuck in 2020, y'all. Help me out. Bring me into 2021 with y'all, man. Yeah, it was some craziness last year, but I'm definitely glad we made it. Hopefully, we can leave COVID in the past. They got the vaccines coming out. They got people being a little more cautious and courteous. Hopefully, things open back up. People can be a little bit more smarter about the way we're moving, about the way that we're doing things, and that we can just get on with it. I mean, I think everybody's with me when I say, like, we're ready to just get on with our lives now. 2020 was 2020. It was pretty much the year of COVID. I mean, nobody really went outside, so I'm definitely ready for 2021 to get started on the right note. And speaking off on the right note, guys, I'm starting to do a little bit of self-care, a little bit of self-improvement. I got me a little one of those Fit watches, not the Fitbit, but, you know, one of the off-brand cheap brands. Y'all know what I always say, I'm cheap as hell. I went on a computer and ordered it, man, on Beyonce's internet and got it ordered. Yeah, I love that quote, Beyonce's internet. Yeah, I was on the internet and I saw it happen to come across and got a good deal on it. I don't know how accurate it is. I'm probably going to have to get something to verify the accuracy of the blood, beats per minute for your heart, because I definitely, like, for me, I definitely want to start taking better care of myself. Y'all know I turned 30. I turned 30 in September, about four months ago. So I'm definitely trying to take better care of myself in my old age, you know, my old ass self. These bones, man, they don't make them like they used to. They do not make these knees like they used to, man. I was walking up the stairs the other day. I have never heard a pop that loud. I thought somebody was popping popcorn until I was quickly brought to my knees, man. I had never experienced that before, and that really kicked me in the gear. Like, okay, I gotta start taking care of myself. So I've started stretching and working out a little bit. I've always had this little like weight bench and bicycle, like stationary bicycle, in my basement. I just have not really been getting the full use out of it. But since the new year started, like in about December and November, I really started hitting it a little harder, really hopping on it, trying to grind it every day for at least 30 minutes. Because, you know, note to everybody out there that wants to work out, cardio does not count unless it's for at least 30 minutes of continuous movement. because it really stresses the heart in a good way to make it build up a little more muscle, a little more to get a little stronger, to get the blood really pumping out there. So if you're working out and you're not doing cardio for at least 30 minutes of continuous movement, then it's not really benefiting your heart health. Now, you're probably building muscles, you're probably getting a good sweat, but if you're not doing 30 minutes of continuous movement, it's technically not counted as cardio. I'm sure some people out there go super hard on, whatever your workout regimen is, but hey, I'm just telling what they told me, man, 30 minutes of continuous movement. So definitely make sure you're getting out there. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're going to the doctor. Make sure you're reading the signs that your body's trying to show you of, hey, you got to take care of yourself. You can't just be eating this fried foods, even though it is so delicious. I don't understand how fried food is this good, man. Like, it's not fair. It's really not fair to make fried food. It's like the flavor they put in the breading and, oh, man, Popeyes be cheating. The KFC. I don't mean name drop because these people definitely don't endorse me, but it's not fair this stuff can be that good and be that bad for you. But I'm definitely trying to get a little more baked foods, definitely trying to get a little bit more healthier, definitely trying to take care of myself because, you only get one body, and once it goes bad, man, the rest just follows. And like I said, I'm only 30, so I definitely want to start thinking about it now, but I still want to enjoy a little bit of stuff while I'm young because when I'm 50, I'm definitely not going to be eating at the same pace that I'm eating now. So, moving on to a little bit more somber news, I guess. Right before, you guys know that I'd be chilling most of the day, and most of you guys know that I try to stay away from politics as much as possible. I try to let everybody have their own beliefs and their own ideas and their own ideologies about life because, I mean, at the end of the day, most of us really don't know. I mean, most of us are just trying to make sense of it all. And most of the people at the top are corrupt. I mean, it just is what it is. When you get to that level, I mean, most people are just looking out for themselves. That's why I've always been about empowering the little guy, empowering small business, empowering the small individual person who's just trying to make a way, who's just trying to make a living. Because at the end of the day, the people that are up there on Capitol Hill don't care about us. It's never going to be something where we can go there and be like, hey, that's awesome, that's cool, and they'll actually listen to us and actually care about what we have to say about how we're trying to feed our families, about how we're trying to get out here and make a living. So with that being said, and with that idea in mind, this everything that's going on Capitol Hill right now, if you haven't noticed, if you don't know, people have completely stormed Capitol Hill. And I say people because I really don't want to characterize this as a right-wing thing. Because a lot of times, people who are conspiracy theorists and who don't believe in the government and who are against, who are against big government get categorized as people on the right. And a lot of times, those people happen to be Caucasian males. A lot of times, they happen to be Caucasian or they happen to be people who are on the outskirts of society. Y'all know I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Ohio, and I see it all here. And a lot of times, these people are not necessarily the right. They're just people who don't believe in big government, who are for anarchy, who are for opposing anybody, any rule, any kind of idea of somebody having to tell them what they have to do at certain times. It's like, no, this is America. This is free. I can do what I want to do. But yeah, people have stormed the Capitol Hill building, and I think it's very similar to how the left was originally protesting. I'm not comparing the two in the sense of the causes are the same. I mean, in the sense of that people have hijacked the movement. I know people were originally going there to say that, hey, we don't agree with the findings or the results of the election. And they kind of wanted to just peacefully protest and just say, hey, I'm here to voice my opinion and hey, I'm here to voice my displeasure. And I do think that they've been hijacked by just radicalists, like I said, how Antifa hijacked the peaceful protests and made it all about just breaking stuff down and just being anti-fascist and just causing destruction. I think the similar things have happened on the right with this, is this people who are just for anarchy and who are just for violence and who are just for, keeping guns. And just because you are gun pro does not mean that you're on the right. And I want people to get that through their head. I think a lot of times people on the right, because the media has made them so ostracized and made them so, it's such a taboo thing to be on the right or to be a Republican, that they are willing and accepting anything and everything that has share similar values or similar rights, I mean, similar ideologies. And I think that's the wrong way to go. You definitely have to start weeding out the crazy people. I've been saying this about the left forever. Like, you can't just because some people share similar ideas or concepts does not mean that they're on your side. And just because somebody does not share the same exact beliefs and ideologies doesn't mean that they're not on your side. Like, you've got to start weeding out the crazies in all this, man. Like, this has just gone way, way too far. I had heard about this, and it was kind of similar to the COVID thing, where I was like, oh yeah, it is what it is. I'm not really gonna buy into it until, I actually see some results or I see something happening. And some things are definitely happening. Like I said, this all started because people were originally wanted to peacefully protest the election, which I don't. That's where I'm kind of at a loss at this, because they've already had people file lawsuits and do recounting and look at the election 3 to 4 times already. There have already been people revolting. There have already been people doing everything they can to try to get, Biden's win reversed, or to say that Trump is the rightful leader, or to say that Trump should keep going. And Trump isn't helping it at all, because he's just not, he's not a leader of men. He's good businessman. I heard he raised $60 million for the reelection. He only spent $1 million of it, so that's definitely some money that's missing. But people need to realize that he's the president. At the end of the day, people make up this country. Just because you want him in office really bad does not mean that he is deserving of the spot. Does not mean that he even cares about what's happening. I mean, he's flip-flopped on so many situations. It's like, people on the right, you gotta understand. And people on the left, there's always gonna be another day. Because we can't act like the left did not also do the same thing when Trump originally won. I mean, they definitely protested, they definitely hit the streets. And in my opinion, it was more for hey, we don't want any injustices. We want to make sure that we get our voice heard. We want to make sure that people are hearing us out. And this is more of we demand that you reverse the election, and we demand that you give us what we want, and we demand that you listen to what we're saying. And it's like, this is just, I mean, we're just drifting further and further apart. I mean, I don't know what president is going to bring us together. Y'all know I'm not excited about Biden. Y'all know. I mean, like I said, I'm not gonna tell y'all who I voted for, but y'all know I'm not excited about Biden. He's a Democrat, but at the end of the day, I mean, I don't think Biden is a very good leader of men. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I think that, not to say this is partially his fault, because I mean, all the people in power is partially their fault. Everybody has been pushing each other further and further away from the center and further away from each side just because of some talking points. And it's like, until people realize, until we have a leader that actually says, like, look, this left and right stuff is just all a game at the end of the day. We have got to be able to sit down and have a civilized conversation about how we want to push this country forward, or we're just never going to push the country forward. We'll just continue to descend into this, damn near civil war between the left and the right. I mean, it's always been left and the right in this country. Ever since slavery ended, it's always been left and right. Ever since the Republican Party was introduced, ever since Abraham Lincoln first started pushing back against southern states, I mean, ever since then, it's just been left and right. Now, it's not all the whole South, and I'm not trying to categorize and say that the South is against the North, but it is definitely Republican against Democrat more than it's ever been in the past. And everybody in between falls on the left or the right. There is no in between anymore. Like, the famous podcaster Joe Rogan, he always says he leans left, but some of his ideals are right. And it's like, people will always categorize him as right wing, no matter what happens. Even though he has some controversial ideas, I guess, about some things. Some of his things I agree with. Some of the things I've seen that they misquoted him as. Some of his things I've seen that they just want to have bullet talking points for their talk shows. And the media can't act like that they're completely innocent in the situation either, because they continue to push this rhetoric on both sides. And at the end of the day, it's all just a cash grab. Like, no one can tell me that it's not a cash grab. That these people aren't just saying, hey, we want these loyal listeners, so let's just pander to the right. Or, hey, we want this, we want the money from people, so let's pander to the right. Or, hey, we really want to support and really get in front of people and talk. And, like, it's all just a money grab. And I don't see how people don't see it in this 2021. Like, this is all just a money grab at the end of the day. I understand fighting for what you believe in. That's not what I'm going against. What I'm saying is, politics specifically will never have our back. Like, the elite will always look down on us and say, hey, you're making this much money, you should only be able to do this much. I mean, that's that the greatest divider right now is money, classism, however you want to say it. If you don't have financial access, then you don't have access, then you don't have a voice. It's the people with the power have the most money. Does no one see the correlation here? Money equates to power. Power equates to oppression. To have power means that you're oppressing something. I mean, to have power means someone else doesn't have power, so you're naturally oppressing them. And that's all politics is. They force laws upon the common man to have to contort and have to go with what they say. I get so tired of watching these left shows or these right shows. Or y'all know I'm a big YouTube fan. I get tired of seeing these left-wing reactors or these right-wing reactors that just go, oh, well, this is Trump's fault, or oh, this is Biden's fault. Or, it's like, it's all your faults. All of you play a part in this. There is no division here. You all are the same government. You might have a few ideas here, but everything that happens is your fault. It's like when you play basketball, it's like this one game. Yes, you have two teams. Yes, they're going at each other. Yes, they are opposing each other. But at the end of the day, y'all are playing the game. So if somebody breaks a leg, it doesn't matter. Oh, he jumped wrong and he landed wrong. It's like, yeah, but it happened in the game. So the other team is just as responsible. Your team is just as responsible. You are responsible for breaking your leg. You're all woven in the same game. And the fans, we're just fans. We just sit on the sideline. We might buy a ticket here or two. You know, in the form of voting, we might voice our opinions in that way. But at the end of the day, we're stuck with most of these people. And some of the people we don't even get to vote for. Supreme Court, that's the appointment of the president. They get to pick who they want to have in those positions. A lot of his cabinet positions are positions that the president gets to pick. So what are we really picking? We get to pick our local government, which is very important, which is very powerful. But at the end of the day, local governments have to adhere to federal legislation and things passed by Congress. So I understand how some people can feel disenfranchised. I totally understand how some people can feel like they can't trust voting and they can't trust, you know, these laws and these rules that get passed down to us. It's not that absurd. It's not that crazy. Because this is where we are. This is where they've pushed us. This is where they've made the common man feel like I have nothing. Everything's falling apart around me. The rich are getting richer. The divide just keeps widening more and more. I wish there were more. I mean, I've definitely joined this bandwagon that I definitely wish there were more political sides other than just left and right. At first, I thought that, you know, that both of them need to be disbanded, like the left and right. But I think that there definitely needs to be more parties. There definitely needs to be more parties. I mean, the left and right can keep the status quo if they want to, but there's definitely got to be more parties that branch off because this is just going to continue. And that's really the only solution that I have for this craziness in the situation is we need to have more political parties here in the U.S. And I said they're not going to be radically different. I mean, obviously they're going to have left or right ideals in theory, but just because you believe in gun control doesn't mean that you have to necessarily believe in, let's say, abortion. Just because you believe in abortion doesn't mean that you're against gun control. And those are two extremes, obviously, and obviously people are going to get triggered and go, ah, no, 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 no. But I just picked two extremes there. It's like, just because you lean left or you lean right doesn't mean you have to hold those ideals. If you can't agree with something on the left or something on the right, then I don't have anything for you. If you can't honestly sit down and say, you know what, I do see where they're coming from on the viewpoint on this right. And honestly, a lot of the stuff has become so muddled over the years that a lot of people who talk left and right don't even know what left and right stands for. They don't even know what Democrats and Republicans used to stand for. They don't even know what they stand for. They just know that whenever there's a talking head on TV, whenever there's a president talking, whenever there's a vice president or, you know, the majority leader in the Senate or Congress or who controls the House, they just know they want to vote that way. And I just get tired of it. It's like, dude, this is 2021, and people are still getting tricked and bamboozled by the same tricks that they've been pulling on people for the past 300 years, since America became America, since 1776. I don't feel like doing the math. Somebody do it for me. But what is that, 245 years? 45, 245, something like that. I mean, we just got to we just got to do better as a country, man. I mean, people protested because of the George Floyd case. People protested because of police brutality. Now people are protesting because they disagree with an election. I don't know. I really don't know where we come from here. I really don't. It's just a shame. I will say that I'm glad I live in the Midwest right now, because it's definitely given me an interesting perspective on everything that's going on right now. I really just hope everybody hugs their kids, man, and you know, hug their loved ones, hug your dog, hug your cat, you know, maybe not your cat, because cat's claw, but just love on those ones you got close to you, dude, because it's getting crazy out here, man. On a side note, the Democrats did win the Senate. They did come away with both seats in Georgia. It is now Minority Leader Mitch. He is the Minority Leader of the Senate. And, Kamala Harris is the deciding vote, will be the deciding vote, because it's 50-50. So they do control it. I don't know how that bodes well for what, the stuff that's going on, because it's still going to get crazy. But, hey, man, just like I say, love the ones you can love, man. I don't know what's going on next, but hey, it's 2021, man. I'm having me a drink tonight. I'm having me a sip of wine. I hope y'all can join me on Instagram. Let me know what y'all sipping on. Let me know on Twitter what you drinking on. Hit me up on Facebook. Let me know your drink of choice. Y'all know I got that Red Electric. Taking it to the head, man. Speaking of taking it to the head, I'll let y'all know what I took to my head personally. Bengals are keeping the coach, Zach Taylor, man. After we didn't win, I believe we went... Is it 2-14? I mean, we did not have a good year, but they're keeping Zach Taylor, and I'm not surprised. I'm not even going to act like I'm shocked. Like, this team has been just exactly what I thought it was going to be. I don't understand why you would keep Zach Taylor at the end of the day. Like, under his watch, our rookie quarterback, who was supposed to be this huge phenom, got his ACL torn. That, to me, is reason enough to fire this motherfucker. Like, I'm trying not to cuss on here, but that would be reason enough for me to let him go. Like, on your watch, my rookie quarterback, who I'm investing my franchise in, is messed up. I guess it's not as serious as they thought it was, because they said he will be back, for the season. So I'm guessing he's just going to get out there. You know, it's not basketball. You know, a few months off and you get right back to it. You know, after the playoffs and the everything that's going to happen. Super Bowl. I kind of blanked out for a second. Y'all know where I'm at right now, man. I totally blanked out. But the Super Bowl and everything that happens, they say he's going to be good. I'm going to keep a close eye on that and see what happens. I don't know why the Bengals tried to win. We did get blown out by the Ravens, but I don't understand why they tried to win the last couple games. It's just like, just rest your starters. Like, it's nothing wrong. Like, after you lose, it's like, look, we're just going to let the backups play. We're going to see what we got. We're going to see if we got any hidden gems, who we need to cut for next year, and who we need to bring back. Like, it's not that crazy or that far-fetched to want to take a long view approach to next season. Like, what's the craziness about that? But they kept the starters in, man. They kept the team, I guess, the way that they're going to do it. I mean, they wanted Marvin Lewis's head, but I guess Zach Taylor is okay. I don't get it. I don't understand what, like, bring Marvin back. Bring Marvin back in some capacity. They even say Marvin Lewis is up for a head coaching position or a defensive coordinator position, which he was in Baltimore. That's how we got him here in Cincinnati. But we got to do better. Y'all know I'm a Bengals fan, ride or die. So regardless if we do well or if we do trash, I'm always going to support the Bengals, man. I'm always going to be on their side. I'm always going to watch them. But I couldn't even watch these last few games. Like, we getting trashed. Like, the backup quarterback was terrible. The running game couldn't get started. Joe Mixon got injured. Like, I just was like, man, I'm out. Giovanni Bernard didn't look good. Like, nothing looked good at all in these last couple weeks. And I mean, the only thing that we have moving forward, and by the way, I think AJ Green is gone. I think after this year, he's definitely checking out. I mean, last year he was kind of injured, so he wasn't really on the field. But we sucked last year. This year he was on the field and we sucked. So I mean, honestly, it's no reason to keep him. I mean, he's still got some good plays in him. He's still got the athleticism that you want. So I don't know. I mean, if we had him signed, that'd be great. We could trade him for some assets, but I think we're just gonna let him walk, which is another shot in the face to Bengals. Like, dude, we all knew AJ Green had talent. Why franchise tag him? Like, just sign him to a like a 3-4 year deal, and they'd be like, "Look, DJ, look, we like you, man, but we ain't gonna be no good. So we just gonna keep an eye out, wink, wink, for for possible suitors, man. We just want to see what's going on. But yeah, we're just gonna let our top wide receiver talent go for nothing." I just, well, because Joe Burrow was still on his rookie deal, so in theory, you could re-sign AJ Green, but the team has so many needs. I just don't see how you do that. I mean, but then again, Joe Burrow will have no one to throw to. Like, it's really just a dumb situation. Guys were screwed. And what I'm saying is the Bengals are screwed for right now. I don't know. It's not like I have no faith in the front office. Like, as a Bengals fan, like coming into it, I have absolutely no faith that they're going to be able to turn this ship around in the next year or two. It's not like we were coming from this great. I mean, we made the playoffs for a few years in a row. Like, that's the highlight that we have. That's it. We don't have any playoff wins. We don't have any real like stars on the team that have like shown out and just shown how great they are. Like, we had AJ Green for a few years there, who had some great stuff. He even could have broken a record, but shout out to the coaching staff. They said, "No, we're not going to worry about him breaking Chad Johnson's record. We're going to focus on wins." I don't know if y'all noticed, but you only got 2 wins on the season. Next question. I don't know what they was expecting. Like, if you're gonna be trash, at least look out for your players. You know what I mean? Like, the same way, I don't know if y'all heard, but Tom Brady had Antonio Brown on. Well, he has Antonio Brown on the team, and he was force feeding him a couple passes because he wanted to make sure that he got an incentive in his contract that was gonna pay him out $100,000. So Tom Brady was just basically saying, like, "Yo, I'm gonna make sure you get this cash because you're a good receiver on our team, and I really like you, and I think that you deserve this money." Russell Wilson did the same thing with one of his receivers. I can't think of the name right now, but usually, good organizations, good people look out for good players on the team. And it's like, "Hey, you're gonna break this record. If we're not gonna do nothing else, at least get AJ the ball. Run him some slant routes. Run some pitches to him. Keep him in the backfield so you can just throw screen passes for the guy. Like, just do whatever you can to make sure that he gets it." And they were just like, "Nah, we're gonna focus on wins. Okay, guys? Like, what are you talking about? You've won like twice. What wins are you referring to? What focus do you have? Just get the starters off the field, B." Like, I would let AJ start, let him break the record, be like, "All right, you sitting your butt down. You did it. All right, sit your ass down. We're going to work on this contract extension." But because the Bengals are the Bengals, they let this man just fume over there. Like, I could have broke a record. No. We're not going to put your name in history books. You're the greatest thing that's happened to this organization the past 6, 7 years. But hey, you know what? I mean, he even made Andy Dalton look good. Andy Dalton is in Dallas right now getting destroyed. Toe up. Well, they didn't make the playoffs, so he won't have to worry about getting toe no more. But he made Andy Dalton look like a star. And Andy Dalton ain't had an arm since arms were invented. But hey, it is what it is, guys. It's the strife here of living in Cincinnati, man, of being a sports fan. I'm trying to get into baseball just so I got something else to watch during the year because it's getting rough, man. It is getting rough. Is baseball back, by the way? I honestly don't know. I'm kind of not tuned out, but I haven't been paying much attention to them, but I don't actually remember them coming back, which is kind of interesting. I didn't even think about it. But yeah. Anyway, man, I'm going to get ready to get off of here, y'all. I appreciate y'all for stopping by. I hope y'all are doing good. I hope y'all are being safe out there. Like I said, hug your dogs, hug your cats, hug your loved ones, hug your baby mama, your baby daddy, whatever it is, man. Just love a little harder in 2021. If we can come away with one message from this, it's just love a little bit harder, laugh a little bit louder, and live your life to the fullest, man. Don't let anything stop you. But be smart out here. That's really all I got to say. My heart's with everybody out there. You got to buy a gun to protect what you own. Hey, buy a gun, man. It's all about you protecting you and yours at the end of the day. I preach all this love and peaceful stuff, but at the end of the day, protect yours. I wouldn't by whatever means necessary, to quote Malcolm X, by any means necessary. So, I'm gonna get on off of here, y'all. Be safe. Anonymous out.
Peace.